It's Wednesday afternoon here. Rich Kimble, Kerry Haskell, Bruce Pratt is in the house with this week's Sports Lit 101. And boy, every once in a while, you find something that you remember fondly, get a chance to look back at it and realize you were right in feeling that way.
Yeah, John Jurak is a longtime sports fly fishing writer, and originally from Minnesota, one of those guys who went out west and caught that bug, and boy, it's easy to catch. But he's a tremendous writer, and the funny thing about this book, this is not his first book. His first book, Trout Bum, If You're a Fisherman, Go Get It. It's a great book. I read it years and years ago. I took it from the library and read it. This one, The View from Rat Lake, are 13 essays, and this book is old in a sense because it goes back to 1988, but prescient, oh my Lord. And there are 13 essays in here, and yes, they're about fishing, and sometimes they're about trout fishing, and sometimes they're about very technical trout fishing. But he's a funny guy, too. For instance, he says, one of the things we truly fish for is an occasion for self-congratulation, which is true. I mean, fishermen love to catch a big fish so they can tell everybody, look what a great fisherman I am. On no-kill moralists, people who are only catch and release. I am primarily catch and release. Once a year, I get a salmon, a nice big salmon, and eat it. In every catch and release fisherman's past, there was an old black frying pan. This is very true. And on dry fly snobs, and I love this because I have to tell you a Bill Morrissey story with this. We believe that a 12-inch trout caught on a dry fly is 4 inches longer than a 12-inch trout caught on a nymph or streamer, because dry fly fishermen can get to that place. But here's the interesting part about this, and I would agree with the great John Nichols, Milagro Beanfield War, who loved this book, Craig Nova, who's a longtime journalist and author. These are 13 stories about life told through the experiences of a guy who loves to go fishing. Now, John Jurak, because he's a famous fishing writer, is occasionally invited to those very trendy places where you see advertised in Orvis and L.O. Bean magazines, where for $6,900 a week, you can have the experience of your life. But his preferred way of going fishing out west is to get a tent and his buddy A.K. Best, and they go out and they sleep in a tent and they tie their flies streamside, and they go into places where, you know, you really have to slog to get there. And when you get there, it may be the wrong day and you may not catch any fish. But it's all about the experience of looking at life through your hobby, which for him, because he's a writer and he's a columnist out in Colorado, is you know, really really eye-opening. But what I like about this book, probably more so than many other fishing books I've read, is that this is a guy that looks at himself and realizes what his follies are. He realizes when he's being foolish, when he's being completely obsessive, when he won't leave the river until midnight, even though he's caught 60 fish in a day, because the 61st might be even bigger. But what I like, and I think this is something, everybody listening, if you want to be a fly fisherman, no, you do not have to be wealthy. You know, you have to make an investment, but a kid can start out without a lot of money and still enjoy what is a really, really cool way to fish. Now, in the East, it's a little more challenging than it is out West. We don't have those spring creeks. We don't have that. We have vegetation on the side of our creeks. In fact, when I was fishing out in Wyoming with Lee Perkins, and first fish I got on the line, I pulled my line straight up in the air, and he just started laughing. And I said, "What's so funny?" He said, "I always forget that back East, when we're back East, we have to do that, because just a different kind of physical movement." What's great about this book is that he describes all the times that he hit it right and all the kinds of mistakes he made, and all the kinds of mistakes you can make by being silly about being a fisherman. My favorite story is the guy in Colorado who wanted to go ice fishing with. They said, "You shouldn't ice fish." He pulls his sled out onto the ice. He drills a hole. He's ice fishing on a reservoir. He looks down through the hole. There's no water for 15 feet because it's been going out. They're waiting for everything to melt to replenish it. It's really just funny stories. A lot of ways of looking at do we make the right decisions, but most importantly, a really interesting look at what he saw were going to be real environmental problems or fish habitat in the West that have turned out to be problems, and then later have turned out to be challenges that a lot of conservationists and the like are dealing with. saving streams from cattle. You should never let cattle just drink out of a stream because they tear up the banks. They don't care where they leave their waste products. It tears up the streams. A lot of stuff that he saw ahead of time. But mostly, the great thing is, it's if you want to take a kid fishing, and you've got some worms and a bobber, and you've got a hook, and that kid's going to be happy catching fish, and you're going to teach him about fishing. There's nothing wrong with that. Being a purist is also being an idiot. But what I wanted to just finish by saying what John Nichols said, and I think this is really good. Gierach, and it's G-I-E-R-A-C-H, writes with more knowledge and more humor about all the joys, vicissitudes, horrors, and hallelujahs of pursuing fish than almost anyone else laboring at the craft today. On top of that, he writes quite movingly and uproariously about life. It's a quick read. It's great for the modern American. 13 different essays, 193 pages. Sure you can find it used. If you can't find it new, you should be able to. Gibran, I know, can get it for you down at the Briar Patch. But The View from Rat Lake by John Gierach, and all of his books are good.
Excellent. Next week, you're going to be away. You'll be off at camp.
I will be at camp, yeah. And
good
I
for you.
Well, good mostly for Mrs. Pratt, who really deserves a vacation. The week after that, I've got a whole bunch of new books that have just come in. I don't know which one it'll be, but we'll have a book.
Excellent. Bruce with Sports Lit 101 every Wednesday here on the program.